Chato's Kitchen by Gary Soto, illustrated by Susan Guevara. Chato, a low-riding cat with six stripes, was slinking toward a sparrow when he heard the scrape of tiny feet coming from the yard next door. Left, right, left, right. Chato's ears perked up. His tail began to swing to the rhythm. He felt a twinge of mambo in his hips. The movement frightened the sparrow, who shot off into a tree.
No problema, homeboy, Chato said to himself, and followed his nose to the fence.
Through the narrow slats, his eyes grew big as he spied five mice the color of gray river rock. His whiskers vibrated with pleasure, and he leaped onto the fence for a closer view. Yes, it was a whole family of fat, juicy mice moving into the house next door. Chato raked his tongue over his lips and meowed a deep growling meow. The mice froze with their belongings on their backs. They began to shiver like leaves in the wind. Chato was the tallest cat they had ever seen.
Orale, neighbors, Chato purred. Don't be scared of me. I'm a cool, low-riding cat.
The mice dropped their things and scattered.
No, de veras, hombres, I'm okay, Chato reassured, but the yard was...